Notice also that he doesn't exclusively assign the names by giving the Son the title Lord and the Father the title God, for Scripture often interchanges these terms, as when it says in Psalm 110:1, "The Lord said to my Lord," and again in Psalm 45:7, "Therefore God, your God, has anointed you," and in Romans 9:5, "From them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all." In many instances, you can see these names being used interchangeably. Furthermore, if these names were assigned to each nature individually, and if the Son were not God, and God as the Father, yet remaining a Son, after stating, "But to us there is only one God," it would have been unnecessary to add the word Father with an aim to announce the unbegotten. For the Word of God was sufficient to clarify this, if it were such as to denote Him exclusively.